All right, we're on live, so. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It is 5 o'clock. It is that time. Yes, you've been waiting for this. A live performance. We have in the studio the Scrappers.
Woohoo!
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're good.
What up, Scott?
Hey. I'm excited. I'm ready for this. How about you?
Oh, yeah. We polished our shoes. We tuned our guitars.
Yeah, you're looking really spiffy today, Eddie.
Well, thank you.
I shaved.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
It's a big thing if I shave.
Yeah. I always appreciate when the lead singer gets dialed up for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. Why don't we get started? What do you have?
All right, cool. Well, this first song is called Had a Friend. Hey, Ben, get ready. Are you ready? Okay, because we're live on her. Okay, ready? Live in Studio J with the Scrappers. All right. Well, thank you for coming down. Yeah. This is fun. We love it here.
Cool. All right. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you do, all that good stuff.
My name is Eddie Baranek. I play guitar, and sometimes I sing.
My name is Dave Lawson. I play the bass guitar, and I also sing.
What?
My name is Ben Luckett. I play drums and do not often sing.
But he has a mic next to him, so.
And,
that's you, Pete.
I am Pete Ballard, and I play the steel guitar.
He doesn't talk to a mic all that often.
Yeah, he's very shy. Pete's a shy guy.
That's okay.
I think that's Pete's first time on the mic on a Scrapper stage, right?
Yeah.
That's all right. What he can do on the steel guitar more than makes up for it, right?
That's right.
For sure.
Totally.
No doubt.
I'll take it.
So you gentlemen had been at it for a while. I mean, you came right out of the crib playing guitar, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I haven't grown at all either. So.
Neither have I.
Yeah, the Short People's Club is doing well here at WHFR. But cool. Yeah, Dave and I have known each other since the 90s, back in 98 when we were teenagers. Pete and I go back to, I'd say, about 2003-ish, and then say Ben, close to that time, too. And I think you guys have known each other, right, as well, for a while? Different bands, different things. You know?
Right. But you always cross paths one way or another over the years?
Yeah, totally. Right? Isn't that right?
That's right. Right.
I got to get these other guys talking because it's rare that there's a mic in front of them.
Yeah.
So if we could start, like, isn't that right, Pete? He's not even ready.
Okay, all right, I'm listening now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he naps in between songs, right?
Pete's a big napper. He likes that one radio guy, that shock jock, that famous one. So are you like, what's her name?
Oh.
Robin? He's like the Robin of the today.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's great. But you guys decided to do a project together, and it's been a long time coming putting this release together, huh?
Oh, I thought we wouldn't address that, Scott. But
I didn't mean that in a bad way. But
I thought our publicist sent over the talking points not to be bringing up how long it took us to put out this record.
That immediately goes in the garbage when I get those.
Yes, I did. I saw that. Thanks, buddy. This record took a minute. Would anyone like to chime in? And say something of, you know, actual substance as opposed to me.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'll make up a story. Okay. Welcome to Clownsville, Scott. This record took a minute. We did put out a 7-inch in August of 2016. And, you know, another cool thing that this band was able to do was we were one of the last sessions at Jim Diamond's Ghetto Recorders. So we were the last of three sessions before Jim, got kicked out of the studio because of, rising rents and Detroit being run by three men. But that's for another day. And so, we were one of the last sessions there, and it's kind of cool that this record has a part of that. It's an actual record of, you know, being at Ghetto Recorders, a great studio. Mm-hmm. And then we finished up the record and did a lot of the other tracks at Adam Cox's in Hamtramck,
okay.
Which I think is called Hamtramck Sound or Hamtramck Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just make that up? We just call it Adam Cox's studio.
Yeah, I actually don't know
the
name.
He's such a good guy to work with. It's just Adam Cox's studio. He's known by it, you know. But he's a great player and producer, and he's got a great room. And so, you know, we recorded you guys are all looking at me right now. We recorded at those two studios to bring you this record.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I'm sure it was worth the time that was put into it because you got to...
going back to this, Scott.
Well, no, because you were able to work with Adam and Jim.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, totally. So.
All right, I'll drop that subject. We'll move on.
All right, good.
All right, why don't we do another one?
All right, cool. This one's... You want to introduce it?
The song's called I'm Home. It's on our 45 that came out before the record. There's two songs on that.
Yep.
Baby, it's a little bit crazy. If the time I'm looking at your eyes, wonder if I'm home. Wasting, if a minute we're waiting. If the time I'm looking at your eyes, wonder if I'm home. These days I can't say what I'm feeling.
All right, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Scrappers. All right. So, correct me if I'm wrong, that's on Kevin's label, this is being released?
Yeah, this new record's on New Fortune Records. Yeah, Kevin Paklo's label.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. We've had him in here before.
I'll bet, man. He's put out a lot of great releases.
He has. He knows talent when he sees it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we have this release party coming up Saturday, huh?
Yes, we do. It's this Saturday, June 15th, at Otis Supply in Ferndale, right off 9 Mile.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know Dupe from Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, a great downriver songwriter, but he'll be opening the show solo. And Nick Lucassian, who's an old Eastside friend of ours, he's coming up from Nashville with his Nashville band. They're called Early Jones.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah. They're pretty decent. And rumor on the street is they might be bringing a horn section. But I don't know. What do you think, Pete?
They're bringing it.
See, he's getting better with every time I get it. So
we'll break him in yet.
Yeah. So it'll be a good show.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. We're super geeked. We even practiced for it.
Couple times.
Well, don't get too crazy now. But yeah. So.
All right, that's great. It sounds like a great show. Okay, I haven't been to the Parliament Room yet, so I'm not sure what it's like. But
well, there's a state. It's got four walls. It's a room.
Yeah.
A stage.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, all right. I'm gonna. And we'll be there. It's Saturday. And what else happens? I don't know. They got food. They might have some food. Yeah.
Sounds good in there.
It's a really good sounding room.
It is. It's a great sounding room, actually. I saw a Jared Champion play there one time, and, you know, he's great in any room, but he was really great in that room. He was greater than great. He was Jared Champion. I mean, he's a champion.
Yeah.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
All right. Let's keep it going.
You want to hear a jam?
I want to hear a jam.
Okay, we're going to jam. This one's called It's All Right, It's Okay. Yeah, that one, Ben.
Never. I don't ever look at the sky. I don't ever wonder why. Since I met you, I don't ever wish on a star. I don't ever travel far. Since I met you, 'cause
live in Studio J with the Scrappers. All right. So, besides going to the show, we highly recommend that you do so. What's the best way to get a hold of your music now?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got this crazy thing called the Internet. And so you can check it out at www.thescrappersband.com. And we have all kinds of fun stuff there on our website, like video. Mm-hmm. And we have our album, and you know there are T-shirts and there are tote bags that say the Scrappers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we just put out a video for one of our songs called Feel Love.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, the video process was fun. Would anyone else, Pete?
Yeah.
there he is. Just gotta make sure these guys aren't sleeping, you know, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
We shot our video at our friend's bar, John and Kelly. You know, Johnny from the Henchmen and Kelly Jean Caldwell.
At the Outer Limits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great bar. I think you know that place. And we did our video there. And Lucky Airlines produced, which is you know the great Dale Wilson and Rich Hansen, and it was produced by Brandon Rotman. And you know. We had a fun day. It was a 10-hour shoot. pizza was involved, perhaps a few laughs, maybe a good time, I don't know. But we shot, you know, we drove a car. It was kind of interesting because, you know, well, no one here knows my driving record, but it's pretty stellar. But I had to drive a car with the camera on the front end of the car, and it's a very expensive, lots of zeros type of camera. And they're like, yeah, if you hit something, you know, bad, very bad. That's how they talk to me, you know, because I need to be talked to like a five-year-old, apparently. So we shot the video. I think it came out pretty well. People are viewing it online. It's crazy. It's kind of a shock. I thought, you know, it'd be like my mom, her friends, and Ben's mom, Maria. But no, there's actually like a few. Well, how many views? Yeah, how many plays are we up to?
5,000 friends, apparently.
Yeah. Well, Pete, has your mom watched the video?
No, I have no way.
What?
she's off the grid, man.
She's not on the grid?
Oh, no.
She's got to get on the grid, man. There's lots of great stuff happening on the grid. So you can find us online on the grid, apparently. And we're really happy with the video and how it came out, though. I think for me, I struggled making a video. I don't want to be on camera. It's nerve-wracking. But luckily, Lucky Airlines and Brandon made us look good. And prettier than we actually are. And my beautiful wife, speaking of pretty, is in the video too, Nicole. So,
yeah.
Hi, Nicole. So we, you know.
He's earning brownie points now. Huh?
You got to earn the B points. So is there anything else you guys want to add about the video?
Yeah, I think that it's fun that the song is about you meeting your wife and the video actually sort of, you know, it's not exactly interaction. It recreates that moment with actual real people. So that's sort of fun.
It's like, you know, in 100 years. Wait, what? I don't know. If there is 100 years from now, they can just watch Feel Love video and they'll know the love story of Nicole and Eddie.
Kind of like a time capsule.
Yeah. It's a little TC.
Okay.
So, okay. These guys over here. This guy, you got to be careful. This guy over here, too, Ben. He's not even on the mic right now, but he needs to be. Uh-oh, he's nodding. He's shaking his head. I can't tell what he's doing. Ben?
I'll get engaged.
There you go. No dead air, Ben. But yeah. So, video, is there anything else happening in our lives anyone would care to share? Wow. Yeah,
we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Let's do another song.
Okay, yeah, that's how we get out of that mess. Okay, ready? Why ask why? So I'll count it off or, yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me just hum the band, the tune. It goes. It goes rooty dooty doy.
Oh, okay.
Rooty dooty doo. We'll do. We'll do that one. Rooty dooty doo. This is the song got the video. Feel love. Rooty dooty doo. Clean.
Timed that perfectly, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, live in Studio J with the Scrappers. And everything is just coming together. Or is it?
It might be falling apart, but that's okay, too.
It's hard to tell the difference.
What happened? You break a string?
Broke a string, but see, you didn't even tell, and you're in the band, right?
Yeah.
Awareness is an issue in this band, but anyway.
Every once in a while it does happen.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you, how do you decide, like, who's going to do the vocals in this group, you know, as far as, like, Dave or Eddie? Is it, like, you sing the lyrics you write, or is it just, does that work?
It's pretty much guaranteed that, if I'm singing the lead or if Dave's singing the lead, that's the guy who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that we have more fun with, and I think, Dave, you can speak to this, is when we do the harmonies. I know on Dave's end, Dave loves to try out a lot of harmonies or different harmonies. Or, you know, I'll come in with a song and I'll go, you know, because that's how I do it. And Dave will go, oh, let me try that harmony over that. And and then I'll go, that sounds great. And he goes, no, let me try another one now. And then he'll try another one. And then we're like, that's pretty good too. And then he'll go, oh, let me do another one. So Dave is very creative in coming up with really cool harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
He'll even come up with the harmonies I should sing on Dave's songs. So would you like to speak to that, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an instrument. I try to think of it not as just, there's a one harmony part, but it's like just like any of us who we have parts that we play. They can change every time we play them, and sometimes the harmony parts do too. So that's part of the fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And I think unless maybe you, if you grow up in the church or if you grow up in a family with music, then, you know, vocal harmony, it's kind of like second nature. Nobody thinks about it. But, we're just like four dudes who grew up with rock and roll. And so, it's not, harmony is not, organic or just in the household, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it seems like it was or is for Dave, though. Maybe I'm speaking about myself.
Just practice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, practice, yeah. We should do that. But
but he makes you work more for it then, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, we're trying to get the other two to sing. So today, you're a stepper in the right direction with the microphone, right? Isn't that right, Pete?
That's right, yeah.
How about we have them sing the last song before we get out of here?
We should. We should. Like, what should we do? What should we do that?
Here we go.
You guys want to sing that one? Oh, Pete didn't think that was funny. Okay. All right, I got to work on that. Okay. Should we do another tune, Scott?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, what do you guys want to play? Want to do the one Pete sings lead on?
All right.
Okay, cool. So,
why ask why? Yeah.
Hold on, I got to hum this to the band real quick. I know you think. Oh, okay.
What's it called?
Ready.
I know you think you know what's best for me, especially when it comes to love. You know that I can't take you seriously. Don't take it personally. Insult me, dear. I think we're alike.
Yeah, got to get every last bit of the note. Live from Studio J with the Scrappers. Why ask why? All right. Okay. Let's see. What can we talk about now? How can I put you on the spot next?
Oh, no. Well, let's talk about that fabulous garage sale that's happening right down the street.
Actually, it ended.
Oh, well, it was great when it was happening.
It was. Yeah, you can attest to it, right?
Oh, yeah. I got 42 45s for $4. It was a good sale.
There you go. Well, it won't be our last one. We'll have another one, but thank you for that, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, who else has been on this show before?
Oh, God. Do you have all day?
Well, we got about 27 minutes, it appears.
We started in 1998.
Oh, my gosh.
Every Thursday for 21 years now.
That is, I love that. That's so beautiful. That's so great. I know I've been a part of, I think, two. Dave and I, actually, Dave right here, right now, we did one way back in the day with the sites, and then I was here with Nick Pivot's Cocktail Shake prior, maybe in 04 when we wheeled the Hammond and the Leslie in here. But good times.
Yeah, and I played here with the Pop Project a long time ago, but I don't think it was Scott's show.
Probably not Scott's show.
It was a different show.
Yeah, I started at the end of 13 doing this.
Okay. Oh, okay. But cool.
There was a woman named Beatrice who went by B-Side. She was in my first WHFR DJ. Yeah,
okay. She was your first, huh?
Yep.
Whoa. Hey, buddy. Hey, now. Wow. Scott. Thursdays.
But all the people we've been talking about, yeah, sure. Jared's been on here more than once. And,
oh, yeah?
You know, both with his band and other bands. And Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, they've been here. And
did Dupe do it with Pete? Did you do it, Pete?
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't. Maybe.
You would remember. I
don't think I have been here, no.
Okay.
This is my first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would have been quite a while ago, but still,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pretty much anybody. We've had Jim McCarty and Mystery Train here. We've had the Howling Diablos. We've had all kinds of people over the years. So.
That's cool. Have you ever had any, like, you know, do you want to relate, you know, like any disaster stories or... should we relive that here?
Like worse than us?
Anyone ever get kicked out?
Yeah, everyone ever get the boot?
Vinny Dombrowski.
Oh, did you did give the name. Okay, yeah.
Well, I can get away with it because I don't care.
Yeah, it was the Orbison set.
Holy.
It was the Orbison set. They decided to bring copious amounts of alcohol into the studio.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not good. Okay.
Not just a little flask. No, they went all out like it was a frat party.
They must have heard about your reputation, and they thought that, you know, you as king of the party, you know.
You weren't supposed to say anything today.
Well, I heard Boatwright was originally like party right, and then when your ancestors came over on Ellis Island... Change it to boat, right? Because you were on the boat. You were on the boat.
Right. Wow. Had to change the name so I could at least get away with it half the time, you know?
There you go. At least you're right. Half the time. Which reminds me, should we play another hot jam?
Now, what song are we doing
now? I don't know. Pete. We're going to let Pete...
It is Studio J, after all, so...
Oh, this studio... Ha.
a Dave song.
Sure. Oh, I thought we were doing we're doing Pete's Picks. This is part of Pete's Picks. It's a hot Thursday day.
You're learning and learning and learning, yes.
Live from Studio J with the Scrappers, playing some songs from their new one. That's a self-titled release, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We, that's how clever we are.
You wanted to make it easy on people like me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And ourselves. I guess an interview wouldn't... I'd be remiss if we didn't mention... We've been doing a lot of interviews, doing a lot of press, a lot of promo. And we seem to mention every time the birth of the band. And we'd like to tell you our origin story right now. Okay, so our origin story goes a little something
like this. It's sort of biblical.
It's biblical, could origins. Be fictional. We don't really know. But the origin story is as follows. Peaches likes when I say orange juice story. So this band was birthed in a barn, much like a great man. No. We were born at the Robert and Diane Ruffer barn party. So they have this barn party every year up in about an hour north of the city. And we play it, in the fall, and there's hay and there's horses. There might be one horse. And there's fire and there's what else is there? They got food. They have other items. They have, like, horseshoes, trails, outhouse, his and hers outhouses.
Moonshine.
Square dancing?
A lot of squares.
There are some dancing.
people in cowboy hats and boots. I think they're like real cowboyish people. I think
hard
they're
to
cowboys.
Tell out there, yeah.
It's hard to tell. It could be some fake cowboys. There's probably just a couple fakers.
Or Quakers?
There's some Quakers, too. We actually get along more with them than that. No, but anyway, we have a good time at the barn party. We play every year, and it's a beautiful atmosphere, and it's a good time. Wow. So anyway, that's how we were birthed.
But the reason we formed is that the Sites used to play.
Oh, okay.
And so you got asked to play, and you didn't have a band.
So I was in this band called the Sites, way back in the day, and Pete was sometimes in it, though he tries to, he wants to forget about it.
Doesn't admit it.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And Dave as well. And I've probably made Ben play some of those songs along the way.
I was never asked to.
Okay.
How did you bribe him?
Glad we got that documented. I know. So Ben's the only smart one. But anyway, the Sites would play this barn party. And when they were getting ready to play it again, Nick Lucassian from Early Jones, who's opening for us on Saturday, he books the event and he wanted me to play it. And I said, okay, I'll play it. And then I asked Dave because I want to sing harmony with Dave. We were doing these Everly Brothers tunes. And this is a true story.
And we hadn't really played together since I had left the Sites a few years before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we really dug what we were doing, and we thought if we bring in these two guys over here with Pete Ballard and Ben Luckett that it could gel and go and, you know, really make something. And we did. And I think right away it was something we did musically, organically in a rehearsal room. You know, we didn't really have to go, okay, now you play this here. I don't know who talks like that. But anyway, we didn't really have to talk about playing. We just played.
It just seemed to come naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fell into place pretty fast.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah,
you want to be in bands where you don't have to, like, you know.
Tell people what to do or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't look at me like that.
Yeah, then. Everybody is already pretty good at hearing and finding the spot that would compliment the song. Everybody's a good song complimenter, which is very important.
Mm-hmm. And we're like record guys, you know. Dave has a pile of 45s right there, but we're all kind of guilty of that too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. So that's the birth of the band. And you can buy that story on audiobooks and hear my monotone voice tell it for 20 hours. Anyway, should we do another tune?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Pete, you want to do that one you start?
Me, sure.
Oh, Pete's in the canyon, so.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, ready? Peter?
It's not just what you say. Thank you.
Live in Studio J with the Scrappers.
It looks like Pete broke a string, so Scott, we got a lot to
live
talk about.
Radio.
Pete broke a string.
Yeah. I know. This is really rare. Yeah.
I don't know how that works with those kind of guitars.
It's like a regular guitar, but way more strings.
Ah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad we recorded this live on air that Pete broke. Oh, do you hear the whine?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's talk about a pedal steel, because I feel like most people don't really know what it is.
Okay.
It's like a lap steel, but a lap steel is, it's like an open guitar, but the difference with the pedal steel is that there's, you can change the tuning of the strings not only with your feet, but with your knees.
Your knees?
So it's very complicated, and very few people learn how to play it well because it's really hard.
And squeak.
We're really lucky to have Pete, because he can play it well.
Yeah.
It's not like something they teach you in band class, like if you have a cut on your face. That's a subliminal message to somebody. Yeah. But I asked Pete one time years ago, how many years did it take for you to get proficient on that thing? And he goes, about nine.
Nine.
And I believe him.
And he was already good at the guitar before he even picked it up.
If you ever heard Pete play guitar, it's like, oh, geez, why am I even here? But with Pete, you know, a lot of people who play pedal steel instruments, you know, they're like older dudes with white hair. You know what I mean?
It took them that long to get good at it.
Yeah. It's just one of those instruments where, like, they have grandkids. I don't think you have grandkids yet, Pete, do you?
No, not yet.
Okay, no grandkids, so we're safe.
Not that he knows of, anyway.
Peter. But anyway, Pete's still stringing, so it looks like we're talking. And
all right. Why don't you talk about influences? And please don't do, like, one-word answers like my father or the Beatles.
My father.
I've had somebody do that before. That's all I could get out of them. What influenced you to start playing the instrument and doing music like you're doing now? Oh, my dad. And that was it. That's all I got out of them. Like, really?
Well, in our case, for Ben, I mean, Tom Luckett, his father. I got both parents in on this interview. He's from the Rounder Brothers band down in Louisville. So I just want to give him a plug and a shout out if they're listening on the web.
Yeah, Ben's dad is a drummer, so it's in his blood.
Hey, there's Pete on the...
That's an interesting sound. Let's do it.
Actually, we're kind of influenced by just sounds that occur out in the wild, like Pete winding a string in a radio. No, I mean, I don't carry string winders. I think my mom got me one for Christmas when I was like 14, and I lost it in a blaze of glory. But influence-wise, there's definitely like a handful of bands, you know, that you can point to. I think the Bees tend to be safe for us, the band Big Star, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Badfinger, Brinsley Schwartz. Did I get them all?
Yeah, that's
I think
good.
I
that's
got them all.
Good.
And, you know, we're pretty nerdy about, oh, my gosh, the second Brinsley Schwartz record, Silver Pistol, whatever. It's amazing, you know, and that kind of stuff. And that's like, obvious, you know, like, we wear that stuff on our, you know, it's pretty obvious. You can hear it in our sound. But I think, again, it goes back to the other influence, which is, like, you know, what are our influences? I think it goes to, like, the sound, and it's, like, when we first started, part of the name of the band, The Scrappers, is like, you know, literally like I would have a scrap of a song and Dave would have a scrap of a song. And that's how this band started. We just were scrappers and we chisel something together and we're scrappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this band doesn't come from a conscious directional thing where, you know what, we're going to take little bits of, you know. Mm-hmm. We're not like, we're going to sound like Aerosmith. Why am I mentioning Aerosmith right now? Would anyone else like to speak to this? Because I lost my thread.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are different influences that come into play for every song, but we don't usually talk about it. I think usually we can hear, the other person could hear what we're going for. But, I mean, there is definitely, I think a lot of us all respect an era when most of the records were made live by people in a room. And I think we like it when the band has a natural chemistry that is created in the room, as opposed to, you know, through nowadays it's more often than not through overdubs. And so we tried to retract our record live, you know, we just wanted it to be.
I think if you use the you know, 1965 and start there, and then you can go 10 years back and you can go 10 years forward. And that's really like the sweet spot of this band, you know?
Okay.
Like those 20 years in time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a... Did I buy you enough time, Pete?
You did, man.
And you know what's amazing is all the bands in that era, how they were able to turn out so many great songs in just a short period of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the bands now, it's like if they get something out in 5 years, you're like, wow,
right.
They rushed it.
right. And, like, even the recording process, too, back then was if an you album took, in a couple days. You know,
right. If you took day. 10 days, that was too long.
Right,
that was forever.
Right.
You know?
Right. I see what you're doing. You're going back to how long it took for us to get
this
record
saying,
out.
Basically, you're saying that the Beatles could have done Love Me Do and the White Album in the time that we put our first show in this record.
Right. Hey, as long as you don't get as bad as Guns N' Roses, I mean, you know, 20 years.
Our
and
next
still
record will not take this long.
Yeah, we got Dizzy Reed. Are you in tune over there, Dizzy Reed?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, Peter's ready to go. Would you like to hear another one, Scott?
Yes, please.
We would love to play one for you and all of our lovely listeners.
What do you want to do?
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do everything's in style.
Just wait a little while. Everything's in style someday. Don't get distraught just because you spot the ride. Everything's in style someday. See how far you fall. Everything's in style someday.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We have in the studio the Scrappers. All right. Well, it looks like we're winding down. Time flies when you're having fun here. But once again, we want to remind you, you got that show at Otis Supply this Saturday. That's your release party.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can the listeners can pick up a copy of that, right?
Yeah, vinyl, CD.
It'll be only $10 for a record, one night only.
Okay. You have it on vinyl too, though?
Yeah, we do have it on LP, yeah.
Cool. I'm a vinyl lover. I prefer it that way.
Oh, I think we all do. I think we all have walls of vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all have a problem, Scott.
Hey, that's one habit you don't ever have to kick. It'll never hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Should we carry out with one more? Is that?
Yeah, let's do it. Eddie, Dave, Ben, Pete, thank you so much for coming down and jamming for me.
Yeah, thanks for having
Scott.
Us.
Yeah. One dude never catch me.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let me hum it for Ben again. Whoa.
When I was young, lost in my thoughts, at least I knew who I was. Those around me, not so much, thought they had to be some. Chasing
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.